Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Dr. Love is one of the greatest living masters of the Bach flower remedies. He will be discussing the Love Healing System and how to heal your emotional baggage, a system he has developed over the past 40 years. To learn more, please visit DrEricLove.com. Now, here's our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey guys, welcome to our show, February 9th, 2014. I'm going to begin with a prayer. From Dr. Murphy, I surrender and turn everything over to God completely. I am divinely guided in all my ways, and divine wisdom anoints my intellect. Divine law and order reign supreme in my life. I am guided to my true place and am expressing myself at my highest level. I surrender, let go, and turn it over to a power greater than myself. The idea of perfect health is now filling my subconscious mind. I am now open and receptive to the healing currents which are flowing through me like a river, restoring me to perfect health, harmony, beauty, and peace. And I'd like to shout out to Rosalie and Hassan on your new marriage and your new pregnancy, Rosalie. Congratulations. And to Gail on all her healing, and Nancy in Livingston, and Greg, who told me that a Baha'i the other day up there was about 14 below zero. God bless you. And Monica in Canada is going through a very deep healing process. Renu, who just returned from India. Rob in London, who's starting to rock out with the SAF. Marklin in sunny Oregon with his family, where it never gets too cold. And Anna Marie in Cottonwood, who has such courage for her own personal healing. This program that we're putting before you, that I want to teach you, and that I want to get into every home, is a program that will allow you to do healing on yourself and your family. The program is on using the Bach remedies, using the SAF, using the alignment technique, and I teach this program in my school, the Academy of Healing, a one-year certification program. We deal on three very deep levels. The first is your subconscious mind. Emerson said you become what you think about all day long, so you want to make sure you think about the right things and don't think about the negative things. My friend Peter, who we'll be discussing more as we go through the weeks, used to solve murders for a living. And when I asked him about women who were murdered by the Night Stalker, who would walk along the streets in L.A. and know just which house to go into where he could slip in the window and murder someone. And Peter told me that the person had been thinking about, I wish I could just die, I wish I could just die. They think about it long enough, and then the Night Stalker came along and murdered them. You want to be careful what you think about with your conscious mind, because it'll program into your subconscious and you'll get that. You want to think success, happiness, all this and all that's good. That's first level. The second level we deal with is the level of the Bach flower remedies. Character defects, spiritual defects, character defects like resentment, fear and anxiety, and depression, guilt, being too dominating, letting people dominate and control you, anxiety, feeling guilt. These are all character defects. Spiritual defects like pride, like arrogance, like hostility and hatred, instability and selfishness. The Bach flower remedies deal with those, and they do quite successfully to help you to heal. The third level is the SAF level, which is the underworld ghost river, the deep, deep, deepest stuff which is passed down the generations. So deep, it's hard to understand it, and it's hard to even see it because it's so deep. These are your deepest patterns that you have. when you are suffering, something inside of you is drawing the suffering to you. This was a quote from a friend of mine who had some pretty bad physical conditions, and she said, God's been telling me that there's something that I'm doing or something that I have inside of me that's drawing all this to me. So the SAF and the Bach allow you to begin to discover yourself and discover what it is that you're doing that's drawing all this negative stuff to you. The SAF works with the buried traumas very well. It's my favorite thing in the world to work with the deep buried traumas. Very successful. I think it's the most successful system for that. It'll show you what your patterns are, and then it'll give you the solutions. And as we talked about last week, the organs, which we're going to be discussing tonight, are like recording needles for these deep traumas, and they have the memories of the traumas recorded into the organs. And the organs, we're going to be dealing with the first of a series of organs tonight, are trying to process the issue of the discipline of the astral plane. So the astral organ, or the organ above the physical plane, is trying to process the issue of fear, say, with the kidneys, and losses with the sadness with the liver, confusion with the brain. We're gonna get into that here in a minute. And these traumas, which we affectionately call dragons, are shapeshifters, where they'll go from one person to another. So you may have one person dominating. You get that handled, and then it comes up somewhere else, so it becomes very difficult to heal it unless you go to the source. So let me introduce Kathy here and bring Kathy on. Kathy is a professional historian, a professional writer. She took care of Joe as his wife and took care of all the babies. And is a wonderful person who has been producing all of Joe's books, keeping them alive and keeping them in integrity with what Joe wanted to have, and has published many of his books, and is now getting ready to publish one of my favorite of all, which is The Origin of Genetic Behavior. And in the libraries around the United States and in universities, you'll find her books, because she's also a professional historian. So with all that being said, Kathy, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. Yes.
Hello. You can hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm here, everybody. I'm here. Okay, so as you were talking, I want to give a shout-out to Callie and Randy there in Roatan, Nick and Stephanie in Pennsylvania, Jim in Pennsylvania. Not sure who else might be listening. Be nice to hear from everybody. So what you were talking about, what you become what you think about all day long, and Aristotle said something similar. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. So, and as you know, you can break any habit in 30 days. So, just takes a little work. When you mentioned about something inside of you, the suffering is being drawn to you, yes, there is a hailing frequency for traumas. So, somebody might be accident-prone where they just keep getting in accidents. You know, they have a certain kind of frequency going on that's what they get, or other people get the flu every year. Whatever is inside you, the solution is there too. And that's what one of the things that SAF is all about.
Perfect.
Now,
hey,
you want to
read that piece we were talking about?
Yeah, okay. No? So one of the books that I'm putting out now, The Origins of Genetic Behavior, I just have to tell you guys, I finished it. I finished the text part of it. And how do I know? Well, it was like a long process of, am I done? Da-da-da-da, you know, just kind of going and going and going, and then all of a sudden just this calm, that's it. It's finished. So I'm sure there'll be some tweaking to come up. But part of it, I listened to a lot of audio tapes of Joe talking about this and that, different aspects of SAF in his seminars, and these weren't professionally done. You know, he'd be talking and somebody would say, he's talking, push the record button. And it was, you know, just however it turned out. So there's a lot of ahs and that kind of thing. But he was talking about the origins of genetic behavior. And this one was called Project Z and the Origins of Human Instinct, this particular seminar. And he talks about Z reaction, Z process. And it comes from the Greek alphabet, Z, which means I am. So there's aliveness there. There's some kind of beingness. And in electronics, Z stands for impedance or resistance. So those are energies that we're up against. But I think the one he liked the most was zombie. Z is the first letter of the word zombie. So a zombie reaction is a reaction when someone is hypnotized or less aware and they'll do whatever you say, yes, master. So we have these little zombie machines inside us that whenever somebody triggers them, they just come after us and they do whatever they want. And it's kind of scary. As he said, reality is scarier than imagination. It's scarier, can be scarier than fiction. The worst horror movie that you've ever seen, life is 1,000 times scarier than that. If you really confront it head on and see what really is, can be really strange. The book, the Origins book, is about the different implants and the different processes that are in this zombie process that we have, the zombie reaction. So you might be going through life and, you know, all of a sudden you start yelling at somebody and you go, what the heck? That isn't even like me to do that. What is it? Well, that's one of those little zombie programs inside of you. Right, Eric?
sounds good to me. Hey, let's take up the first organ. These organs, numbered 1 through 24, Dr. Carter, who learned SAF with us originally, Dr. Carter had seen the studies from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, mm-hmm. where the first organ to begin to degenerate under nuclear radiation was the thymus, the second was the heart, third was the fourth was the liver, and so on. So these numbers are from the standard degradation rate of the organ systems under nuclear radiation. The first organ is the thymus. So each organ has a karma with it. It has a condition on the left side, and it has, and you can imagine, you can write thymus down, and to the left you would write condition, and to the right you would write aggression. Condition is protection. And then to the right, the emotion associated with the thymus is aggression. So each organ has a condition on the left and an emotion on the right of it.
So the condition relates to its function. So, you know, the idea behind the thymus is to protect you. So it's really one of the first lines of defense for bacteria, virus that's coming in. It's the thing that protects you.
Right. And virus and also negative energies. Let me read a little bit here. Let's see here. I was going to read something here. Is a monitor for certainly for infection and for keeping invaders out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
An invader is someone who comes in and beats you up, works you over, works with other glands, and cues you up to the invasion of an entity that's coming into your space. The whole idea of protection.
It's also an invisible shield. You know, it's there to protect you. You know, to ward off bad things.
Right. Right. The whole idea of protection is to thwart, or this is from the Secrets book, or prevent invading forces in the environment from taking over the space that is the body's own space. There are many marauding entities in the environment, and the body has a good index on these. So in other words, the thymus is to help alert you to the invasion of entities that are coming to beat you up, get over. My favorite example is the Emir of Kuwait. The Emir, Saddam Hussein, put 50,000 crack troops up on the border and got in touch with them and said, we're not going to invade you. And so the Emir went to sleep in peace. In the middle of the night, the helicopters came around his compound, started firing missiles in, killed his brother. He managed to oligarchs drive Syria, and Saddam Hussein invaded his country. Now that's an invasion. And if you, my grandmother, God bless her, would kick my father, I would slap her face, would punch her stomach. Mm-hmm. She said he would haul off and knock you across the room. That's an invasion. And sometimes, and over the last week, I've talked to people who have been slapped and punched by their
thymus. Yeah, so when I see, you know, a number one in a chain, and that's the thymus, number one, I explain it to them. It's like something's going on. You got to put your dukes up to protect yourself, you know, on an emotional level.
Right.
And people
protection.
Usually understand what that is.
Right.
You're fighting off something. It could be a cold or a flu, or it could be some energy that's coming in from somebody else that you feel you need to protect yourself.
Or a person. Because a lot of the aggression that comes in is actually coming from a person. It may not be physically they're punching you, but they can
Correct.
Be punching you emotionally.
Right. There's emotional radiation. Yeah.
Right. Right. So what happened emotionally is they come in and beat you up. So what happens with number one is that you don't have the protection and they come in and they aggress against you. My favorite story from Kathy Scunia of aggression. She's a historian. She got this story down. The French and Indian Wars, the French officer would be behind them. This is a heavy story, too, but it really represents aggression. He'd be hiding behind a stone, and what would the Indians do?
You mean when they took off all their clothes and they come out screaming and yelling? You mean that one?
With their tomahawks.
Yeah.
And
well, you tell the story, Eric.
Well, I mean, you're the one that told it to me. I mean, and they would do it over and over and over, and they would, you know, and they would kill the poor farmer when he was out.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened over and over and over, so much so that before the Revolution, when they had the French and Indian Wars, that the farmers had to retreat and go into the cities, and like Philadelphia, and, you know, arm up with the militia. They couldn't even be on their farms.
Well, that was one of the problems, that Pennsylvania did not have a militia because it was Quaker. And Ben Franklin knew that that would be the place where, if there was a war started with the Indians, that's where it would be, because every other colony had a militia. And he kept trying to get the colonies united. This is, you know, way before the Revolution. And, you know, to get united, you know, that's where you see that, unite or die, I think, that later became the flag of New Hampshire. But in the original, that was the first ad in the colonies, too, was that one about the snake kind of broken into pieces, because the snake wasn't all together because they were broken up into colonies. But anyway, we're getting off track,
wow.
Eric.
Well, not really, because aggression is when somebody or some energy comes in and they hurt you. They come into your space,
mm-hmm.
and then they hurt you. And they hurt you emotionally. They hit you emotionally. They slap you around. And in the world today, aggression is, and I can't tell you the number of people I've talked to over the last week who have somebody who's beating up on them, beating mm-hmm. them up emotionally. I was talking to a woman last week. She's almost crying because this person was beating up on her emotionally. It's one of the really big things in the world today that we have these patterns from the childhood where we're not able mm-hmm. to protect ourselves from those who would come in and work sober. It's a painful,
right.
a very painful subject, that is part of our dark side. And what are we supposed to do with our dark side?
We are supposed to look at it and bring it into the
light.
Yeah.
Just take,
I wrote a blog about that. If I can read it.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I took a quote, the best way out is always through. Robert Frost penned those words in 1914 in his poem, A Servant to Servants. So this is for spiritual seekers everywhere. Although it may seem that we thinking, sentient beings should be able to access the divine in us as our birthright, this is not always the case. We have been good, we followed our hearts, we forgave others, we accepted what has been given to us, and yet still, we seem to fall short of our spiritual goal. How do we get through, as Robert Frost suggests? Positive affirmations are taped to the mirrors and made a part of our daily routine. Mantras are recited and prayers offered up to the Most High. We focus on the good in others and the harmony we wish to see. We exude as much goodwill as we can muster, love, peace, and all that jazz. And still, there are issues in our lives that we cannot overcome. At times, we might feel there is not a piece of the divine in us. Should we stay the course and hope for change? What is it we need to get through? The reason we are not able to be the best we could be or achieve lofty spiritual goals is because of our shadow side. We can't see our shadow. It is unconscious and yet is standing in our way. It is the elephant in the room that no one can see. It is the brick wall, the red light. The shadow holds the most unsettling events and emotions, events that occurred in the past and decisions made in that long ago time. The shadow side is running in the background like a broken record, a DNA chip that is unknown to us until we bring it into the light. Whew, wow.
Very deep.
Yeah. So while it's in the dark, it is able to and does exert tremendous influence on us. So wise people have much to say on this subject. Carl Jung said, the sole purpose of human existence is to kindle a light in the darkness of mere being. Just as the unconscious affects us, so the increase in our consciousness affects the unconscious. So that means the more conscious we become, we've made the unconscious more conscious. You know, we've kind of switched it. Eleanor Roosevelt wrote, it is better to light a candle than to curse dark. And Joe Scogna, white body light is the information or energy that is known or conscious. Black body light is the information or energy that is unknown or unconscious. SAF links the two, shining a light into the darkness. We cannot ignore or try to bypass our shadow side because that feeds it. The trick, then, is to be able to access the divine in us, is to bring unconscious occurrences into the conscious realm. Don't curse the dark. It has an amazing insight for you. And this is what happens with when one works with SAF. It's, you know, the most deepest, darkest, most horrible thing that you can, you know, don't even want to imagine will have an incredible spiritual gift for you at the end, a great insight. So SAF links the light and the dark so you can grow and understand. SAF work is full of ahas and epiphanies. Now I get it. So it's time to light that candle, everybody.
Thank you. Well, you know, and give out your blog. This is from Kathy's blog. How do people find your blog?
Okay. Well, it's called Life Energy Monitor, and it's on our website, lifeenergyresearch.com. There's a link to it there, but I think if you type in Life Energy Monitor, you'll get right to it.
Perfect.
The other thing I want to say also, Eric, is I did another blog on traumas because I know people are concerned about traumas, you know, and having to look back, and I can't find it right now. It was August.
Well, what was it? What was you saying?
Okay, traumas and a Turkish proverb. So you'll read a lot about traumas in SAF books, books that are geared toward increasing our self-awareness. Excuse me, but why do I have to look at my traumas? I mean, who the heck wants to look at them, right? Those traumas are in the past. Let sleeping dogs lie. Move forward. Don't look back. I have no memories of my past. It is better not to awaken the dragon, whatever it might be, lurking there in the darkness. Psychiatry defines trauma as a severe emotional shock having deep, almost lasting effect upon the personality. It sounds ominous enough, doesn't it? Of course, there are degrees to a traumatic event. In SAF, we have a more general definition in that the trauma, the emotional event from our past, doesn't have to be earth-shattering, and yet will still have a lasting effect on us. It is running there in the background, just beyond our mental grasp. Excuse me. An old Turkish proverb states, he burned his tongue on the soup, and now he always blows on the yogurt. This is an example of a traumatic event, burning the tongue, and the resulting action that was deemed important enough to be written down for all time. Even though in the present time it doesn't make sense to blow on cool yogurt, the record running in the background demands it and has become a part of the DNA of the person with the burned tongue. I got to get some water. Anyway, that's the beginning of that, but it kind of shows that, you know, there can be kind of insignificant seeming traumas when you're a kid, when you're 6 or 7 years old or 10, they're huge.
Right. Well, they're huge at any time. They'll pass right through the mind and go down into the body. So the body never lies. The body tells the truth.
Right, yeah.
So we got to work. We need to work through these old traumas. And in order to do that, you need a technology that's powerful enough to stimulate and catalyze you and trigger and guide you and help you to work through the old patterns and old traumas that you have from the past. Each organ is trying to process certain traumas. So we looked at the thymus, which is about not being protected enough and people aggressing against you. Why don't we go now and look at the heart? And if you write down heart to the left, write synchronize, which is a condition, hard to synchronize your energy with other people, and love on the right-hand side, which is a broken heart with your love. I had a woman who, these are such heavy, it's so heavy to talk about all this stuff. She had lost her father, and she had discovered that her husband was cheating on her. And her heart, her physical heart, was so, it was hurting, and it was causing her, you know, scaring her. And but as she began to process the traumas of the two losses, the loss of her father and the loss of her husband and the marriage because he was cheating on her, as she began to process those, then the physical heart began to relax. The physical heart above the physical plane processes the issues of a broken heart. Her heart was totally broken. And it doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, and it always ends up good. It's like you end up with, you know, you go through some tremendously heavy situations, and yet there's always a good ending, you know? I mean, at least I think so. Have you found that to be true, Eric? I mean, the point is that you want to get that aha at the end, like, oh, now I get it. Now I see why this is, you know, the way I've always been. Yeah.
Well, I just take that as a granted that, you know.
Well, I think you have to tell people that, though, because who the heck would want to do this if there's not a good ending, you know, if you don't get some enrichment out of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I always expect that, but you have to do the work properly. You have to want to do the work. And
right.
You have to spend the time and energy to do the work properly. to get the results. It's all about results. Everything I do, everything I teach, everything I talk about is always about the outcome that we're going to get these results. And what we want to have with emotional pain is we want to have a resolution and a solution and a rectification where that it is no longer emotional pain anymore, where it just vaporizes. And the way that something vaporizes is that you learn lessons that you're supposed to learn. You learn what God's trying to teach you. You learn what it is you're actually doing that's drawing all this to you. You learn what the patterns are, and you learn the solutions to the pattern.
Exactly. So, if there is a problem inside you, the solution is there, too. You just have to be shown, the way to it. We don't get a lot of problems that are unsolvable. The answer's inside. You can't look outside and expect, somebody on the news to help you with it, It's inside you.
Well, everybody's looking outside. And see, now is the time that we're beginning to develop the ability to go inside, to go within. Everybody's without. If I could just have, could just be here, if I could just have more money, whatever you're facing, and people don't realize conditions are causing their problems. But in reality, it's dependent on the inside of the self.
Right. So let me just read another quote. I read it last time, but it's another one by Carl Jung. Your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakens. And that's what we want for people to do, is to awaken, become more alive, more awake.
What we want to do this awake business is we want to see the truth. We want to see the truth of how we're on the inside of ourselves and not be afraid to look and see the truth of what's really going on with us, like with the heart. And if you're looking at a man who doesn't love you, you could go, and you've known women who lived with a man who didn't really love her, she could go on like that for years, and it would break her heart for years, and he could actually break her heart so bad up the road. So truth means that she actually looks at what's actually going on in her environment with her people, which is her relationship with this man, and also she looks into herself, into her own neediness, and her own lack of connection with herself, whatever the patterns are from the childhood that are unresolved. And then we're talking about heart here. So this would be unresolved patterns of a broken heart. So it's awareness at the truth. And as you do the work, what healing is all about is as you do the work, you get the healing. You have to pay the price, and you have to do the work, and then you're going to get the healing. The other thing about the heart is that the heart is about synchronize, which is very, very, very interesting. Synchronize means that you can't get in sync. synchronize. There was a woman at you can't get in sync with the other person. There was a woman who told me that she would go to church to meet people, and no matter how hard she tried, she couldn't connect with the other people. So, number two, the heart comes up when you can't connect with other people. You try to connect, try to get in sync with other people, but you can't do it.
Right, so your life isn't running real smoothly, you're not in sync, so you're getting all red lights, or, you seem to be hitting brick walls, things are not running right,
Right, which is another dimension of the heart, is that you're not in sync with yourself.
Correct,
Okay, colon. Write down colon on the left, right, detoxify, and on the right, right, eight. You want to start off on this one?
No, that's okay. You're doing a great job.
Okay, I'll start talking, and you add to it. Detoxify, okay, the colon is about to take in negative energies from other people, and you can't get rid of them. My favorite story was a woman who told me, said, yeah, to Las Vegas with this man and his husband, and she hates cigarettes. He smoked the whole way. And I said, my God, did you ask out of the car every now and then have cigarette? She goes, no, I couldn't do that. And I said, did you tell him that you couldn't stand the cigarettes while you're driving along in the car? Oh, no, I couldn't do that. So she hated cigarettes.
Oh.
Couldn't say what she hated. And so she had to key in all the cigarette energy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So the colon is about where you're taking in toxic negative energies from other people. And then you can't get rid of them. Detoxify means you can't get rid of these negative energies.
Right.
So the emotion is
hate or very strong dislike. And usually, you know, when that comes up in a chain, and I know you've seen this too, Eric, it's you describe that, you know, feeling a need to detoxify something's going on that you hate. They know exactly what it is. You know, it's because when we're working with people, it's not our chain, it's the chain owner's chain. You know, it belongs to the person, and we're just kind of facilitating and helping them see something that they need to look at. And, you know, as I said, the answer is inside them or you. You know, it's not, we don't have the answers. They have the answers. We just have to kind of point them in the room. And then they run with it. It's great.
As a free gift, the Bach Center in England is offering the only two books written by Dr. Edward Bach as a free PDF downloads. These two books are a must for your library of healing. These books are the only books that Dr. Bach left us when he passed, and they give us a very good understanding of the Bach essences. Here's how you get them. Just Google Heal Thyself by Dr. Edward Bach, and you can download that book for free. It is his philosophy of the healing process, healing the mental and spiritual component. One of Dr. Love's students referred to it as 30 books in one, and Dr. Love has kept that book on his desk for 40 years. The second free book that you should get is 12 Healers and Other Remedies by Dr. Bach. Just Google the 12 Healers and you can get the book for free. This book tells you what each flower essence is for. It's a wonderful place to begin. Dr. Love has authored two books himself, The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself. These two books are available to those who want to understand his very deep approach to the healing process. It's for those who want to understand how to heal the emotional and spiritual issues at the root cause. These two books will help you understand the protocols of his very deep approach to inner healing. Both books are available only through Dr. Love, so write or call him if you want to get them. And for those who want to really go deeper and learn the healing process in its depth, the Academy of Healing offers a one-year certification program with Dr. Love. You will receive a certified homeopath, certified herbalist, certified nutritional consultant, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. The certification is 1 year working with Dr. Love one-on-one, speaking together, working together, by telephone, an hour each week. Dr. Love will sit beside you, hold your hand, and guide you through the gateways and doorways of the healing process. He takes you through your own personal healing journey so that you can experience how healing works. You will learn how to heal yourself and how to work with your family and those you love and care for. He will sit beside you and help you understand yourself in your journey as you take the flower essences throughout the year. And you'll learn to set up a strong healing process on the inside of yourself. By learning to work on your own emotional baggage, you'll learn to master the system. If you want to learn more about the certification program, give him a call at 406-585-0774. That's 406-585-0774. If you would like to have a private session for your own personal healing, get in contact with Dr. Love. You can email him at medicinewind.11@gmail.com or visit him on his website, www.drlove.com. Again, that's www.drericlove.com.
Okay, perfect. So let's talk about the stomach here. The stomach, okay. Right down the stomach, to the left, right digestion, and to the right happy. And the stomach is about not being able to digest, dissolve, or assimilate the events, experiences, and situations and circumstances of your life. You're standing there looking at somebody trying to digest their negative energy, but it's indigestible.
That's right. Yeah, something's coming into your space that you can't assimilate, you can't make a part of yours. In fact, you probably don't want to.
But,
so
but you're trying to use that
food too.
Anyway.
It could be food too, but you know, it's usually emotional issues.
Yeah, emotional negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certain people's energy is like, oh, give me a break. You know, let me run away. You know, but what happens is if you're coded to just stand there and take it.
Mm-hmm.
So you take it, and you're always in a situation trying to digest something that's undigestible and trying to act like you're happy. I had a guy one time, he said that he would go and write on the blackboard, be happy. And he would speak before several hundred people in the real estate in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and it was 7 in the morning. He wrote down, be happy, and he said, I was not happy. He said, my boss was so suppressive to me, but I had to smile and act like I was happy. That's the stomach.
And the result of all this is the person gets acid indigestion, too. You know, I mean, it does go back to the physical digestion. Everything starts on a spiritual level, then to a mental level, and then to a physical level.
Right. Right. And also, you can have pain in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You can have... Because you're digesting a negative person and their negative energy.
Right. So if you're with somebody who's pretty negative and you're sitting down for a meal, it's probably best not to eat with them because you'll be taking in their energy as you're eating the food.
Right. Right. Well, hey, you want to do the commercial here?
Sure, I'd like to do the commercial. Okay, everybody. I have 3 deals today. The Secret of SAF. So for everybody who's in training with Eric on SAF, this is the book that you want. For those who are listening, it's $75 postpaid if sent in the USA. And if it's foreign, going to have to $30, so that would be $105. And that could be either to KM's, well, that has to be through PayPal because on the website it's a different price. It's a much higher price. The website is lifeenergyresearch.com. So you can read more about the book there, but you'll see the price is a lot higher. So we're offering $75 postpaid if shipped to the U.S., and add $30 if to a foreign country, that's $105. And you can go through PayPal either to Eric or to myself, kmsconia@aol.com. The other one is the Promethion. I did some reading on that or a little bit about that last time, but I'm offering that for $75 postpaid if sent to the U.S., and add $30 if it's sent foreign. That would be $105 again. And the other one is SAF Simplified, which we sell on the website for $75. But for the listeners, it'll be $60 postpaid if sent to the U.S., add $25 if foreign, which comes to $85. And we use this for training SAF Roadmap course. That's level one training. But if you're working with Eric, you need the Secret of SAF book. So you can read more about these books at lifeenergyresearch.com. And while you're there, there's a link to Life Energy Monitor. That's my blog. Or you can just go directly to Life Energy Monitor. It's got some good things in it. Okay, that's my commercial.
Okay, let me do mine. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. My first commercial is for my two books, The Art of Healing, and the second one is Physician Heal Thyself. Those two books explain the system of working with the Bach flowers and the healing. And those are ebooks, and you get those by calling me, and they're both $35. My second commercial is for my school, the Academy of Healing, and we give a one-year certification program where we give certified homeopath, certified herbalist, certified nutrition consultant, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. And I sit with you each, it's an apprenticeship, and we sit together each week for an hour on the telephone, and I take you through the gateways and doorways of your own personal healing so that you can learn the healing processes and actually learn to work with yourself and heal yourself and to work with the people around you and help to heal them. It's a very deep course. It'll probably be the most dramatic healing that you've ever gone through in your entire life. That is a one-year course, and that's our homeopathic certification program. And if you're interested in that, my phone number is 406-585-0774. My website is medicinewind.11@gmail.com. So that's 406-585-0774, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. So, hey, what about if I read this poem that I wrote today? Can you hear me okay?
That sounds great, Eric, yeah.
You can still hear me okay?
Yep, I can.
Okay. So here's a poem I wrote. To love yourself. Why can't you learn to love yourself and get to know the person who you really are inside? To learn to be alone and learn to understand yourself. Discover, find, and cherish who you really are, and finally face the darkness and the baggage and the garbage that you carry tight within yourself. Get it handled. Resolve the broken heart, the loss of self, and all the ugly patterns that come down the rivers of the darkened days and nights of torment and slavery in the forests that you cannot understand, and all the suffocation of a winter storm, the days of night and nights that never would be day. Why can't you turn away from all this sticky goo of email and TV and all the chasing round the clock for what you want to get and have and clutch next to your skin? Turn away and start to go within yourself and find the person who you really are, the person who you're really meant to be when all this baggage has been washed away and you are finally free.
Oh. That was nice, Eric. Oh,
that's deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa, that got me. I haven't read that yet. I wrote it, but I never sat down and read it. Ah!
That's good, yeah.
Thank you. Well, we got about 5 minutes. What do you want to chat about?
I have another quote by William Faulkner in Requiem for a Nun. The past is never dead. It's not even past.
Yeah, everybody's all upset about having to...
What?
Well, everybody's all upset about having to work on the baggage that's in the past. But, mm-hmm. you know, when that stuff is lodged inside of you and it's eating on you...
It's right in the present time.
Work on it and resolve it and move it through and right. handle it.
And it's right in the present time then too. You know, you bring all, you have your past with you. It's all in there. That's the little zombie programs, you know, that really belong in the past. And when you do SAF chain work, you can put them back in the past where they belong. So you're free. You can move
yeah, and
forward
and
without this baggage. Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, everybody's got just tons of baggage, and it's not like politically correct to talk about the fact that you got baggage, and you're supposed to go around pretending that you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God forbid
and if you
a
look
woman,
at it from a if you look at it from a physics point of view, you've got electric charge, excess electric in your system. That you need to discharge, let go of, and then you become more free. So, you know, there really is physics explanations for what's going on. And, you know, it's really good to work on yourself. I mean,
yeah,
it's important.
Like if someone
it's essential.
Hurts you,
it's, you know, your life depends on it, really.
If someone hurts your feelings, you have an electric charge in your heart. Where they hurt
right.
your feelings, and there's something that you need to learn something from it.
Mm-hmm.
Put something in order, have an epiphany, an aha, something to come to an understanding of what that's all about, why that happened. It's almost like an intersection. It's like mm-hmm. Something has crossed you. In fact, when you go out in the day, you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go do it, I'm going to call these people, whatever. And next thing, things begin to cross you. People cross you. Things come against you. And those are the points of intersection where we have the learning place, the learning experience.
Yeah.
If you don't learn, then you have pain. If you deny the pain, then it goes and turns into physical disease.
Right.
Or
yep.
depression or, you know, and the drug companies, I mean, they want to take to the banks. Well, you need this drug and you need that drug and stuff. They, you know, poor person in their 60s, and, you know, they're taking 10, 15 drugs. The doctor
right.
did more drugs. God bless them.
To try and cover up something that, you know, you can just look at. Might as well just look at it and be, you know, have a clean body.
Right, and that's what these tools are for, the Bach and the SAF.
Mm-hmm.
It's so that you can
right.
put it on the table and say, I'm hurting from this, or I don't like my problems or my physical problems or my emotional or my situation. I don't like
mm-hmm.
Get it handled. And these tools are effective enough that you can get them handled. That's how I've always loved the SAF. If I don't like the way I feel, I can pull out the SAF, do some SAF, and get it resolved.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean,
that's
literally,
what you're supposed to do.
Get it resolved. And that's because I grew up, you know, with lots of depression, lots of anxiety, and I hate that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start feeling any stuff, quote unquote stuff, pain, baggage, whatever, I pull out the SAF and it's real important to know how to keep the remedies moving, but between these two systems, I tell everybody, between these two systems, you can handle the emotional component. You can handle the junk in the mind. And for the ladies, I'll tell you this about SAF. I don't know if I told you this, Kathy, but when I was in L.A. working with the women who had been in satanic ritual sexual abuse as children, they had horrible emotional pain. When I taught them SAF and I taught them Bach, they told me that they could handle all their emotional issues, all their emotional stuff, and they would even quit going to a therapist.
Absolutely. And one way that you can do it very quickly is with one of the questionnaires that we have on the website, lifeenergyresearch.com. And they're pretty quick because within about, 20 minutes, whatever, however long it takes you to complete one, if you're working with a practitioner, you can get to your core issues in record time, where it might take you a year of talk therapy, back and forth, you know, to figure out what's going on. So it's very personal work. I mean, people are astounded how these silly-sounding questions, innocuous questions, could reveal so much about them. And, you know, that's what it does. You know, it's there to help people. And, you know, both Eric and I want people using this in their daily life and learning how to do it so they can do it themselves. Take back the responsibility for health and well-being, you know, don't give it over to somebody else, but learn how to help yourself.
Okay, hey, Kathy, we're out of time, yes. So why don't we zip along? And thanks for coming on. Talk to us about all this stuff.
Hey, thanks a lot, Eric. Thank you.
Okay, and
see
we'll
you
talk
next
later.
Time.
God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.